The next word is arrangement. The English word, arrangement, can be translated into Russian in a few ways depending on the context. Here's a common translation. Расположение. Расположение. This word literally means location or placement. It is a noun and can be used to describe the way things are arranged in space. Example. Расположение. Мебели. Мебели. В. Комнате. Комнате. Было. Было. Неудобным. Неудобным. This sentence translates to, the arrangement of the furniture in the room was uncomfortable. Breakdown. Расположение. Colon, arrangement, расположение. Мебели. Colon, furniture, мебели. Colon, in, в. Комнате. Colon, room, комнате. Было. Colon, was, было. Неудобным. Colon, uncomfortable, неудобным. Key concepts. Расположение. Расположение is a noun meaning location or placement. It's important to pay attention to the endings of Russian nouns and adjectives as they change depending on the case and gender. In the example, мебели. Furniture is in the genitive case, and неудобным. Uncomfortable is an adjective in the instrumental case. Pay attention to the pronunciation. The Russian letter Y is pronounced like the E in get. Variations. Other Russian words for arrangement include Ustroistvo. Ustroistvo, this word is more general and can be used to describe the way something is organized. Композиция. Композиция, this word is used specifically for the arrangement of elements in art, music, or literature. Pronunciation tips. Remember that the stress in Russian words is always on a specific syllable. In the example, the stress is on the second syllable of расположение. Расположение. Be careful with the letter Г. G, which is pronounced as a hard G sound in Russian. Translation. Arrangement. Расположение. Расположение. The next word is acquire. The Russian sentences.
Она хотела приобрести новое платье к выпускному вечеру.
Breakdown.
Она.
She, pronoun, nominative case, pronounced like, она хотела.
Хотела.
Wanted, verb, past tense, feminine singular, pronounced like, хотела приобрести.
Приобрести.
To acquire, verb, infinitive, pronounced like, приобрести новое.
Новое.
New, adjective, nominative case, neuter singular, pronounced like, новое платье.
Платье.
Dress, noun, nominative case, neuter singular, pronounced like, платье, ка.
Ка.
To, preposition, pronounced like, кверупускному.
Выпускному.
Graduation, adjective, dative case, masculine singular, pronounced like, Roman 6 постному вечеру.
Вечеру.
Evening, noun, dative case, masculine singular, pronounced like, вечеру. Meaning, she wanted to acquire a new dress for the prom. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter, which affects the form of adjectives and verbs. Cases. Russian nouns and adjectives decline, meaning their endings change depending on their function in a sentence. Verbs. Russian verbs conjugate, meaning their endings change depending on the person, number, and tense. Word variations. Periobereste.
Periobereste.
To acquire can also be used in the past tense. Periobereela.
Periobereela.
She acquired periobereel.
Periobereel.
He acquired pelaterie.
Platie.
Dress is a neuter noun, so it can be used with a neuter adjective like enove or ye.
Novaye.
Nuveye cheyer.
Vyechir.
Evening is a masculine noun, so it can be used with a masculine adjective like vyerupeuskaenoikratkoye.
Vypusknoi.
Graduation. Translation. Acquire.
Priabristi.
Pronounced like priabresti. The next word is corporate. The word corporate can be used in Russian in a variety of ways, but the most common is as an adjective meaning relating to a corporation, as in corporate culture. Here is an example sentence. Corporate culture plays a significant role in the success of a company.
Корпоративная культура играет значительную роль в успехе компании.
Here is the breakdown.
Корпоративная.
Корпоративная, corporate, adjective.
Культура.
Cultura, culture, noun.
Играет.
Играет, plays, verb, third person singular present tense.
Значительную.
Значительную, significant, adjective, feminine.
Роль.
Role, role, noun. V, in, preposition.
Успех.
Успехи, success, noun, prepositional case.
Компании.
Компании, company, noun, genitive case. Key concept. Russian uses different endings, case markers, on nouns depending on their function in the sentence. For example, company, in nominative cases.
Компания.
But in genitive cases.
Компании.
Variations.
Корпорация.
Корпорация, corporation, noun.
Корпоративный.
Корпоративное, corporate, adjective, masculine.
Корпоративное.
Корпоративное, corporate, adjective, neuter. Translation. Corporate.
Корпоративный.
Корпоративное. The next word is fairly. The word fairly in English can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context and the intended meaning. Here are a few examples. 1.
Довольно.
Pronounced.
Довольно.
This is a good general translation for fairly when it means to a moderate degree or somewhat. Example. It's fairly cold outside today.
Сегодня на улице довольно холодно.
Pronounced.
Сегодня на улице довольно холодно.
Grammatical breakdown.
Сегодня.
Today.
На улице.
On the street / outside.
Довольно.
Fairly.
Холодно.
Cold. Key concept.
Довольно.
Is an adverb, and is often used with adjectives to modify their intensity. 2.
Справедливо.
Pronounced.
Справедливо.
This is a good translation for fairly, when it means justly or equitably. Example. The judge ruled fairly in the case.
Судья вынес справедливое решение по делу. pronounced. Sudia Roman 6s provi dlive rishinae padilu.
Grammatical breakdown.
Sudia.
Judge.
Vinis.
Pronounced.
Roman 6s.
Past tense, masculine form.
Spravidlivae.
Fair.
Rishenye.
Decision.
Podielu.
In the case. Key concept.
Spravidliva.
Is an adverb, and can be used with verbs and nouns.
3.
Atasitina.
Pronounced.
Shwatina si telni. This is a good translation for fairly when it means relatively or in comparison to something else.
Example: the price of gas is fairly high this month.
Tsunana vinziata sitina visaka veta misatsu.
Pronounced
Tsinana benzinata sitelni Roman 6 sakavi tamisatsu.
Grammatical breakdown.
Tsuna.
Price.
Nerbinzin.
On gasoline.
Atasitina.
Relatively.
Visaka.
High.
Vetamisatsu.
This month.
Key concept.
Atasitina.
Is an adverb, and is often used to compare one thing to another.
Word and pronunciation summary.
Fairly English.
Davolna.
Russian, pronounced.
Davolni.
Spravidliva.
Russian, pronounced.
Spravidlive.
Atasitina.
Russian, pronounced.
Shwatina sitelni.
The next word is wood.
Hash hash.
Деревянный стол стоит в углу комнаты.
Breakdown.
Деревянный.
Pronounced. Деревянный.
This is an adjective meaning wooden. It's derived from the noun.
Дерево.
Pronounced. Дерево, meaning tree or wood. You can add the ending ерликаткое to many nouns to create adjectives.
Стол.
Pronounced. Стол. This is a noun meaning table.
Стоит.
Pronounced. Стоит. This is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb to stand. Pronounced. V. This is a preposition meaning in.
Углу.
Pronounced. Углу. This is a noun meaning corner.
Комнаты.
Pronounced. Комнаты. This is a noun meaning room.
Translation.
The wooden table stands in the corner of the room.
Word pronunciation and translation.
Wood.
Дерево.
Дерево. Wooden.
Деревянный.
Деревянный. The next word is participate.
Hash hash.
Участвовать.
Участвовать.
In the event.
Sentence.
Мы хотим участвовать в этом мероприятии.
Мы хотим участвовать в этом мероприятии.
Breakdown.
Мы.
My.
We, pronoun, nominative case.
Хотим.
Хотим.
Want, verb, present tense, plural, indicative mood.
Участвовать.
Участвовать.
To participate, infinitive verb.
We. In preposition.
Этом. E. Tom. This demonstrative pronoun, masculine singular, locative case. Mi apriati. Miro prietii. Event, noun, neuter singular, locative case. Key concepts. Uchastvavat. Uchastvovat. Is an imperfective verb, meaning it describes an ongoing action. The perfective form is Uchastvavat. Uchastvovat. Which describes a completed action. The word order in Russian is generally more flexible than in English. In this sentence, the verb Хотим comes before the object. Участвовать. The locative case is used with prepositions like ви to indicate location. Translation: we want to participate in this event. Pronunciation: Участвовать. Участвовать. The O sounds like the O in hot. The stress is on the second syllable. Мы. My. The Еру sound is like the I in machine. Хотим. Хотим. The O sound is like the O in hot. The I sound is like the I in machine. We. The ve sound is like the V in very. Этом. Итом. The e sound is like the E in met. The O sound is like the O in hot. Мероприятие. Миро прийти. The O sound is like the O in hot. The I sound is like the I in machine. The stress is on the fourth syllable. The next word is each. Hush hush. Каждому. Estudiantenujeno. Учиться. Каждому кратко иденьери. Breakdown. Каждому. To each, dative case of the pronoun. Каждый. Each. Каждому. Is pronounced. Каждому. Студенту. Student, dative case of the noun. Студент. Student. Студенту. Is pronounced. Студенту. Нужно. Is necessary. Нужно. Is pronounced. Нужно. Учиться. To study. Учиться. Is pronounced. Учиться. Каждый. Each. Каждый. Is pronounced. Каждый. Дьен. Дей. Дьен. Is pronounced. Then. Meaning, each student needs to study every day. Key concepts. Dative case. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb, or the recipient of an action. Here, the action of studying is happening to each student, hence the dative case of каждому. To each. Imperative verbs. Нужно. Is an impersonal verb, which implies that something is necessary or required. It is used to express an imperative or obligation. Present tense. The verb учиться is in the present tense, suggesting an ongoing action. Variations. This sentence can be varied by changing the object. For example, каждой девушке нужно учиться. Каждый день. Each girl needs to study every day. The word каждый can also be used to refer to any other objects or people. For instance, kajebejeruikratkoji. Knibga. Interesna. Every book is interesting. Pronunciation. Remember to pay attention to the stress and intonation of each word. For example, the stress falls on the first syllable of studentu and the second syllable of каждому. English translation, each. Каждый. Pronounced каждый. The next word is tough. This task is трудный. Трудный. Breakdown. Трудный. Трудный is an adjective meaning difficult or tough. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence. This task is difficult. Variations. Трудный. Трудный can be used to describe any task or situation that is difficult, challenging, or demanding. It can be used with both masculine and feminine nouns. For example, трудный вопрос. Трудный вопрос, a difficult question. Трудная задача. Трудная задача, a tough task. Pronunciation. Трудный. Трудный, the y at the end of the word is pronounced like the y in yes, and the u is pronounced like the u in moon. Translation. Трудный. Трудный, tough, difficult. The next word is dear. The sentence is This sentence means, I have tears in my eyes from this sad story. Breakdown. This is the preposition, at, or, near, but it functions as the possessive pronoun, my, in this case. Меня. Меня, this is the personal pronoun, me, in the genitive case, which is used to show possession. It translates to, my, in this sentence. Слезы. Слезы, this is the plural noun for, tears. It is in the nominative case, which is the subject of the sentence. На. На, this is the preposition, on. Глазах. Глазах, this is the plural noun, eyes, in the prepositional case, which is used with prepositions. От. От, this is the preposition, from. Этой. Этой, this is the demonstrative adjective, this, in the feminine form. Грустной. Грустной, this is the adjective, sad, in the feminine form to agree with the noun, story. Истории. Истории, this is the noun, story, in the feminine form, and the prepositional case. The key concept here is the use of the prepositional case to show location. The prepositional case is formed by adding the ending «е» or «е» to the noun, depending on its gender. Variations. Слезеру. Слези. Is the plural form of the noun «tear». You can use the singular form «слеза». Слеза. Слеза, if you want to say «one tear». However, in this sentence, the plural tears is more appropriate. Pronunciation. У. У. Меня. Меня. Слезы. Слезы. На. На. Глазах. Глазах. От. От. Этой. Этой. Грустной. Грустной. Истории. Истории. English-Russian word translation. Tear слеза. 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 Tear слезеру. Слези. Sayozi. The next word is representative. The predstavitel. Pronounced predstavitel of the company presented a new product. Pronounced product at the conference. Grammar. This sentence uses the nominative case of the noun predstavitel. Representative and the accusative case of the noun product. Product. The verb predstavitel. Presented is in the past tense, masculine singular form. Meaning, the representative of the company showed off a new product at the conference. Variations of the word predstavitel can be used in the plural form. Predstavitelji. Representatives. The word predstavljat. To represent can be used as a verb. Translation of words. Predstavitel. Pronounced predstavitel, representative. Product. Pronounced product, product. Predstavitel. Pronounced predstavitel, presented. Konferencija. Pronounced konferencija, conference. Key concept. The word predstavitel is a common and important word in the Russian language. It is used to refer to a person who represents another person or organization. The word product is also a common word, and it is used to refer to any good or service that is produced. The next word is capacity. This auditorium has a vmestimost of 500 people. Vmestimost is a noun and means capacity. It is pronounced vmestimost. The ending ost is a common suffix in Russian that is used to form nouns from adjectives, verbs, or other nouns. In this case, the adjective would be vmestitelnyy, meaning capacious or roomy. The sentence can be broken down as follows. Этот. This. Аудитория. Auditorium. Имеет. Has. Вместимость. Capacity. In. 500. 500. Человек. People, plural. Key concepts to note. Вместимость is a feminine noun, so the adjective вместительный is in its feminine form. This is a crucial concept in Russian grammar. Имеет is the third person singular form of the verb иметь, meaning to have. In English, the sentence is, this auditorium has a capacity of 500 people. Word breakdown. Вместимость. Capacity. Вместимость. Аудитория. Auditorium. Auditoria. Имеет. Has. Имеет. Человек. Person, singular. Человек. Человек. People, plural. Человек. The next word is border. The word border in Russian is граница. Pronounced граница. It is a feminine noun and is used with the feminine form of the adjective. Here is a sample sentence. Граница между Россией и Украиной проходит по реке Днепр. Граница. Граница, border. Key concept. This word is used to describe a line that separates two countries, states, or regions. Pronunciation. The in граница is pronounced like the in father. The I is pronounced like the e in see. между. Между, between. Pronunciation. The E at the end is pronounced like the E in bet. Россия. Россия, Russia. Key concept. This is the instrumental case of Россия. Россия, which is the nominative case for Russia. Pronunciation. The I in Россия is pronounced like the E in C. The Я at the end is pronounced like the Я in Yard. I and pronunciation. This word is pronounced like the English word E. Украиной. Украиной, Ukraine. Key concept. This is the instrumental case of Украина. Украина, which is the nominative case for Ukraine. Pronunciation. The at the end is pronounced like the in father. The I is pronounced like the E in C. Проходит. Procoded, passes. Key concept. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Проходит. Procoded, meaning to pass. Pronunciation. The O in проходит is pronounced like the O in go. The I at the end is pronounced like the E in C. Por. Pa along. Pronunciation. This word is pronounced like the English word pa. Rikie. Riki, river. Key concept. This is the dative case of Rika. Rika, which is the nominative case for river. Pronunciation. The E at the end is pronounced like the E in bet. Dnieper. Dnieper, Dnieper. Key concept. This is the name of a river, the Dnieper River. Pronunciation. The E at the end is pronounced like the E in bet. Translation. The border between Russia and Ukraine runs along the Dnieper River. English. Border slash stress be open or lengthened RDSHWARA slash Russian. Granitsa. Slash GR stress NITSA slash. The next word is shake. The word shake in English has a few different meanings, and thus, can be translated into different Russian words depending on the context. Here are a few examples. 1. To move back and forth quickly. Potrasti. Potrasti. To shake, to jolt. In this sentence, the verb potrasti is used in the imperative form, which means it is a command. Potrasti. Potrasti. To shake, to jolt, pronounced patri as t. Potrasi. Potrasi. Shake, singular, informal, imperative, you, pronounced patri as e. Potrasiti. Potrasite. Shake, plural, informal, imperative, you, pronounced patri as e t. This verb can be used for shaking a bottle, shaking a person's hand, shaking a tree, etc. The verb potrasti is a perfective verb, meaning it describes a completed action. It is the past tense of trasti. Triasti. To shake. 2. To move from side to side, usually in a gentle way. Kachat. Kachat. To rock, to sway, to shake. Kachat. Kachat. To rock, to sway, to shake, pronounced kachat. Kachai. Kachaj. Rock, sway, shake, singular, informal, imperative, you, pronounced kachai. Kachaiti. Kachajt. Rock, sway, shake, plural, informal, imperative, you, pronounced ka-chi-te. This verb can be used for shaking a baby, shaking a head, shaking a hand in greeting, etc. 3. To be nervous, to tremble. Trastis. Triastis. To tremble, to shake. Trastis. Triastis. To tremble, to shake, pronounced triastis. This verb is used to describe a person's body shaking from fear, cold, or excitement. 4. To mix something together by moving it quickly. Vstrachnut. Vstrachnut. To shake, to stir. Vstrachnut. Vstrachnut. To shake, to stir, pronounced Vstrachnut. Vstrachni. Vstrachni. Shake, singular, informal, imperative, you, pronounced Vstrachni. Vstrachniti. Vstrachnite. Shake, plural, informal, imperative, you, pronounced Vstrachnite. This verb can be used to shake a cocktail, shake a salad, shake a spice container, etc. This is a perfective verb meaning that it is a completed action. The imperfect form is vstrachivat. Vstrachivit. Here are some examples of how these verbs can be used in sentences. Patrasi. Butyrku. Patrasi butylku. Shake the bottle. Pronounced patrasi butylku. Kachai. Golavu. Kachaj golavu. Shake your head. Pronounced kachai golavu. On. Trasipsa. Ot. Chloda. On triaset sarat kaloda. He is shaking from the cold. Pronounced on triaset sarat kaloda. Vstrachni. Salat. Vstrachni salat. Shake the salad. Pronounced Vstrachni salat. These are just a few examples, and there are many other ways to translate shake into Russian. The best translation will depend on the specific context. The next word is assessment. Hash hash. Оценка. Студентов. Была. Очень. Строгой. Breakdown. Оценка. Оценка, assessment, pronounced, оценка, this is a noun. It can be used as a singular or plural noun. Студентов. Student of, students, pronounced, студентов, this is a noun in the genitive case, so it is like saying, of students. Была. Была, was, pronounced, была, this is a past tense verb in the feminine singular form. It agrees with the feminine noun. Оценка. Очень. Ocean, very, pronounced, O-H-N, this is an adverb. Строгой. Строгой, strict, pronounced, строгой, this is an adjective in the feminine singular form, agreeing with the noun. Оценка. Translation. The assessment of the students was very strict. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. The gender of the noun determines the form of the adjective and verb that agree with it. Here, the noun. Оценка. Is feminine, so the adjective. Строгой. And verb. Была. Are also in the feminine singular form. Case. Russian nouns change their form depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. Here, studentov is in the genitive case, indicating possession, or, of, agreement. Adjectives and verbs must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Memorization tip. Remember that the word Oksenka is feminine. This will help you remember to use the feminine singular forms of adjectives and verbs when describing it. Pronunciation guide. Oksenka. 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 Studentov. Student of. Student of. Bla. Byla. Byla. Ochin. Ocean. Ochen. Strogoy. 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 The next word is chu. Yaka upe eleno veeruye. Tufli. Sivodna. Breakdown. Ya. 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 I. Subject pronoun ka upe el. Kupil. Pupil. Past tense of the verb, to buy, masculine singular form novyeruye. Novyi. Novyi, new, adjective, plural, key concept. Adjectives agree with the noun in gender, number and case. Tufli. Tufli, shoes, plural, key concept. In Russian, there is a distinction between singular and plural forms for nouns. Sivodna. Сегодня, today, adverb. This sentence means, I bought new shoes today. Pronunciation notes. Туфли. Туфли, the F is pronounced like the F in foot. The I at the end is pronounced like the E in C. Сегодня. Сегодня, the there is pronounced like the D in day. The ya is pronounced like the ya in yard. English to Russian translation. Shoe. Tufla. Tuflaya, singular shoe. Tufli. Tufli, plural. The next word is ought. The word ought in English is similar to should, but implies a stronger moral obligation. In Russian, the closest equivalent is d-o-l-j-e-n. Должен. Pronounced, должен. This word is used when referring to a duty or responsibility. Here is an example sentence. You ought to respect your elders. Ты должен уважать старших. Pronounced, ты должен уважать старших. Breakdown. Теру. Ты. You. Singular, informal. Pronounced, tai. The informal pronoun, tai, is used when talking to friends, family, or people younger than you. In formal settings, you would use veeru. V. Pronounced, vi. V-O-L-J-E-N. Должен. Ought to. Should. Pronounced, должен. This word is used when referring to a duty or responsibility. U-V-A-J-A-T-E-R-I. Уважать. To respect, pronounced, уважать. Старших. Старших. Elders, pronounced, старших. Key concept. You could also use следуете. Следует. Следует, as a synonym for должен. Должен. In this sentence, but следуете. Следует. Has a more general meaning of should or it is advisable. Translation. You ought to respect your elders. Ты должен уважать старших. Pronounced, ты должен уважать старших. Pronunciation guide. Должен. Должен. Должен уважать. Уважать. Уважать старших. 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 Ought. Должен. pronounced dolgen. The next word is ad. The word ad is short for advertisement. Advertisements are everywhere, in newspapers, on billboards, and even on the internet. In Russian, the word for advertisement is reklama. Reklama, pronounced like reklama. It's a noun, so it changes depending on the number and case. Here is a sentence using the word reklama. Reklama, in the nominative case.
Я видел интересную рекламу на автобусной остановке.
Я видел интересную рекламу на автобусной остановке. This sentence is about seeing an advertisement. Breakdown.
Я,
personal pronoun, nominative case, pronounced like я.
Видел.
Видел, saw. Past tense of the verb vedeyeteyeri, vidit, to see, pronounced like Roman 6 style. Interesnuyu. Interesnuyu, interesting, adjective, feminine, accusative case, pronounced like interesnuyu.
Reklamu.
Reklamu, advertisement, noun, feminine, accusative case, pronounced like reklamu.
На,
on, preposition, pronounced like на.
Автобусной.
Автобусной, bus, adjective, feminine, genitive case, pronounced like автобусной.
Остановки.
Остановка, stop, noun, feminine, genitive case, pronounced like остановки. Translation. I saw an interesting advertisement at the bus stop. Memorization tip. Think of re in reklama like re in record, since advertising is about getting people to remember something. Pronunciation. Remember to stress the first syllable in each word, especially
reklama.
Reklama, so it's reklama, not reklama. Word variations.
Reklama.
Reklama is a noun, so it has different forms depending on the number and case. The accusative case, as used in the sentence, is
reklamu.
Reklamu. English. Ad. Advertisement. Russian.
Reklama.
Reklama. The next word is school.
Ya.
Ya.
I have a
Hoju.
Go there.
We. Tashakaolu.
SH Kalu.
School. Breakdown.
Ya.
Ya. I. This is the subject pronoun, I, in Russian. It is pronounced like the English, ya.
Kaolu.
Hoju. Go. This is the present tense verb, to go, in Russian. It is conjugated to the first person singular, which means, I go. The ZH sound is similar to the S in pleasure.
Where.
We. To. This is the preposition, to, in Russian. It is pronounced like the English, we.
Shakaolu.
SH Kalu. School. This is the accusative case of the noun, school, in Russian. The accusative case is used when the noun is the direct object of a verb. The sh sound is similar to the sh in ship. Meaning, I go to school. Variations.
Ya.
Ya. I do.
I do.
Go where.
We.
Tashakaolu. Sh kalu. School. This sentence is very similar, but it uses the verb idu.
I do.
Go, instead of
hojeu.
Hoju. Go.
Idu.
I do. Go is a more formal verb, and is often used in writing. English pronunciation of Russian words. Ja. Ja. Chodzę. Chodzę. Wi. Wi. S-H-K-O-L-U. S-H-K-O-L-U.
English to Russian translation. School.
S-H-K-O-L-U. To go. Idti. I. Ja.
The next word is fee. The word fee in English can be used to describe a charge for a service. In Russian, it is often translated as plata. Pronounced plata. Here is an example sentence using plata. English. The university charges a fee for late registration. Russian. Университет взимает плату за позднюю регистрацию. Pronounced Университет взимает плату за позднюю регистрацию. Breakdown. Университет. Университет, university. Взимает. Взимает is taking, is charging. It is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Взимать. Взимать, which means to take. Плату. Плату, fee, charge. За. За, for. Позднюю. Позднюю, late. This is the accusative case of поздний. Поздний, which means late. Регистрацию. Регистрацию, registration. Key concept. The word плата can be used for a wide variety of charges, including entrance fees, tuition fees, service fees, and even parking fees. Pronunciation tips. Remember that the U in университет. Университет is pronounced like the U in moon. The Y in взимает. Взимает is a soft Y sound, almost like the I in bit. The Y in позднюю. Позднюю is also a soft Y sound. English-Russian translation of the word fee. Plata. Plata. The next word is hall. The word зал. Pronounced зал means hall in Russian and is a very common word, particularly for spaces used for events or gatherings. It can be used to refer to concert hall. Концертный зал. Pronounced концертный зал, ballroom. Бальный зал. Pronounced Balny Zal, meeting hall. Zasidatinui Zal. Pronounced Zasidatinui Zal. The sentence I'll use is Vashom Zali Prochagil Concert. Pronounced Vibalsham Zali Prochagil Concert. Breakdown. Pronounced V in Vashom. Pronounced Balsham, big, large. Zali. Pronounced male, hall, in this case, the noun is in the prepositional case. Prochagil. Pronounced Prochagil, was taking place, was happening. Concert. Pronounced concert, concert. Translation. A concert was taking place in the large hall. Key concepts. Gender. Nouns in Russian have gender, and зал. Pronounced зал is masculine. Prepositional case. The preposition v. Pronounced v requires the noun to be in the prepositional case, so we use the ending ye. Pronounced ye, past tense. The verb прохагил. Pronounced прохагил is in the past tense, which is a common tense used when describing events that have already happened. Pronunciation tips. The L, pronounced L, sound in Russian is slightly different from English,
and may sound more like a W at times. The ye, pronounced ye in Zari. Pronounced male is a soft e sound, similar to the e in the word bed.
English. Hall slash. Zar.
Pronounced thou, Russian. Concert slash. Concert. Pronounced concert. The next word is regulation.
English.
The government implemented new regulations to improve safety standards in the workplace.
Russian.
Правительство ввело новые правила, чтобы повысить стандарты безопасности на рабочем месте.
Breakdown.
Правительство.
Правительство, government.
The stress is on the second syllable. The O at the end of the word is pronounced like the O in the word go.
Ввело.
Ввело. Past tense of the verb.
Ввести.
Ввести, to introduce, to implement. It's the past tense, masculine singular form of the verb. The stress is on the first syllable.
Новые.
Новые, new. Plural, feminine form of the adjective.
Новые.
Новые. The Y at the end of the word is pronounced like the I in the word bit.
Правила.
Pro-Roman 6 la, rules, regulations. Plural form of the word. The stress is on the first syllable.
Чтобы.
Chtoby, in order to, so that.
Повысить.
Повысить, to raise, to increase. This is the infinitive form of the verb. The stress is on the second syllable.
Standard.
Standard, standards. Plural form of the noun. The stress is on the first syllable.
Безопасности.
Безопасности, safety. This is the genitive singular form of the noun.
Безопасность.
Безопасность, safety. The stress is on the third syllable.
На.
На, on.
Рабочим.
Рабочим, working, workplace. This is the masculine singular form of the adjective.
Рабочий.
Рабочий, working. The stress is on the second syllable.
Месте.
Месте, place. The stress is on the first syllable. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns, adjectives, and pronouns have gender. This affects their endings. Case. Russian nouns, adjectives, and pronouns also have case. The case of a word depends on its function in the sentence. Word order. While Russian word order is more flexible than English, the basic structure of the sentence remains subject-verb-object. Variations of the word.
Регулирование.
Регулирование, regulation, the act of regulating. This is a noun. The stress is on the third syllable.
Регулировать.
Регулировать, to regulate. This is a verb. The stress is on the third syllable. English translation. Regulation.
Регулирование.
Регулировать. The next word is escape. The prisoner managed to
сбежать
from his cell. Breakdown.
Сбежать.
Сбежать, to escape, verb, perfective aspect. This is the perfective aspect of the verb, meaning it describes a completed action. The imperfective aspect.
Сбегать.
Сбегать means to run away, or to escape repeatedly. The word
Zbigat
is rarely used. Sentence breakdown.
Zaklucheny.
Zaklucheny, prisoner, noun, masculine.
Zaklucheny
is a past participle, meaning it is derived from the verb
Zaklucheny.
Zaklucheny, to imprison, or conclude. usted. A spell managed to verb, perfective aspect. Usted. A spit means to have time to do something. Here it is in the past tense, meaning that the prisoner had the time to escape. Zbijat. Zbijat. To escape, verb, perfective aspect. Is from preposition. Is used with the genitive case of nouns, meaning from, out of. Svoje. Svoje, his, possessive adjective, feminine, this is the feminine form of the possessive adjective, and it agrees in gender with the noun. Kamery. 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 Kamery, cell, noun, feminine. Camera. Can refer to a camera, but in this context it refers to a cell. English translation. The prisoner managed to escape from his cell. Pronunciation guide. Zbijat. Zbijat. Zaklucheny. Zaklucheny. Uspel. Uspel. Is. Is. Svoje. Svoje. Kamery. Kamery. Variations. On zbijal is tyrmy. On zbijal is tyrmy. He escaped from prison. Ona zbijala od svoich problem. Ona zbijala od svoich problem. She escaped from her problems. An izbijal is strany. Only esbijali is strany. They escaped from the country.